Yes, people, virtuous people, true believing people, obedient people, submissive people, they will be told, Salamun alaykum, peace upon you. Peace will be the word spoken by the angels to the true believers on the day of judgment. By a merciful sustainer, Allah. But He, Allah will say to the wicked peoples, be you separated this day. O you wicked people from the righteous, did I, Allah, not command you, O sons of Adam, that you should not worship Shaitan, because he was an open enemy to you? And did I, Allah, not say, worship me? This is the right way and the straight path for you. But now look how he, Shaitan, has led astray a great multitude of you. Why did you not then understand? This is the hell which you were promised. Clear speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is going to take place on the day of judgment. As true as I sit here, and as true as you are present in this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every soul of you, each and every one of you, will hear these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and witness this, what the Quran is saying, on that particular day when it will be repeated there, or at least when it will be uttered there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kalamullah, the Quran is going to come alive in Akhirah. All what is in the Quran will, every word that is in the Quran will be spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalamullah will be presented in Akhirah. That is why the Quran is so precious in this holy month of Ramadan. Brothers, read it over and over again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kalam, whatever the nature be of His kalam, we will hear the Quran in Akhirah. And here it is, these are the words of Surah Yasin that will be recited in the hereafter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a vast, in the hadith, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this multitude of wicked people, if you look at the tafsir, as stretching to beyond the horizon. Says it's a vast multitude, as far as the eye can see. I see nothing else but people and people and people. And I look at them, and I become fearful. This is a hadith, shortly I'll just tell you. And I look at this vast, dark mass of humanity, says Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I look at it and I become fearful. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam tells him, but O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look on the other side. These are not your people. These are the wicked, the evildoers. Look this side. There are your followers. That's when the separation takes place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first sees them and becomes fearful. And then when he sees on the other side, lit, brightly lit, smiling, shining faces, he sees masses of people, much greater in number, stretching much further than the wicked. But the point here is that there are in the Quran mentioned the large multitude of wicked people who were or are the followers of Shayateen, of the Shaitan. Here it is, let's do it quickly and then we proceed, our time is going. Peace will be the word spoken unto the righteous people on the day of judgment by a merciful sustainer. In other words, the righteous people will be welcomed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. But he, Allah, will turn to the wicked and Allah will say, be you separated this day. Don't you join up with these people. Be you separated this day. O you wicked people, did I, Allah, not command you, O children of Adam, O sons of Adam, that you should not worship Shaitan? Because he was an open enemy to you. And did I, Allah, not say, worship me? This is the right way and the straight path. But now look how he, Shaitan, has led you astray, a great multitude of you, vast hordes of you. Why did you not then understand? Subhanallah. Allah, again I say, look how Allah, why did you not then understand? You believed in Quran as being haq. Now why did you not understand? This is the hell. Now look, and this wicked people will look, and over the cliff, as they look, they will see the raging and burning torrents of fire. This is the hell which you were promised. The malaikas will all stand and point to them and say, look, this is what you were promised, and you were shown, and you were told. How disastrous to choose destruction, humiliation, and punishment when we could have chosen otherwise in this world during our lifetime. We can choose success. We can choose salvation for ourselves. The choice is in our hands. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter. Take heed of this warning from Allah Ta'ala. Don't let us find ourselves in the wrong group of people on the Day of Judgment, the group that will be despised and hated and thrown into Jahannam just because our ego blinded us to the truth. It is never too late to make tawbah. Do beg the forgiveness, to beg and the forgiveness and pardon of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All I can say to you is this: beware of shaitan. He is very sharp and he can outthink and outmaneuver and outplan many of us. Upon examining the above ayah, we find it amazing that the Quran states, وَلَكَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. But now look how he, shaitan, has led astray a vast multitude of you. Here is an indication that vast hordes of people, millions and billions perhaps, that vast hordes of people will be deceived and blinded and misled by shaitan. The Quran and our hadith kept telling them not to worship. Follow this carefully, brothers. Here also there will be no time for explanations. The Quran and our hadith, and what I'm telling you now is taken from Quran and from several ahadith. The Quran and Ahadith kept telling us, kept telling humanity, kept telling mankind, I will use the word us. The Quran and Ahadith kept telling us not to worship images, casts, busts, paintings, statues, idols, pictures, and portraits, not to garland, decorate, or perform prostration or tawaf of paintings and pictures, nor of graves, not to bow down and prostrate before deceitful saints and fraudulent sinners, not to follow the ways, customs, and traditions of the mushrikeen, munafiqeen, and kafirin, not to engage in sorcery and witchcraft, not to follow soothsayers and fortune tellers, not to indulge in immoral erotic acts and perversive behavior, not to go towards the haram, the illegal, and the forbidden. But we wouldn't listen. We would not listen. We would not heed. Shaitan mesmerizes us. And we love it when he does so in this world. To us the Quran says, أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعَقِلُونَ. Why did you, O men, not then understand? Why didn't we understand? أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعَقِلُونَ. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from where I have extracted these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives examples of various nations. Surah Anbiya, for example, look at. So many surahs of the Quran, you can look at what I'm telling you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people of the past, whom we generally refer to as the ancients, the idolaters, the mushrikeen, this is what they indulge in and this is what they did. O Muslimin, don't you do this. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ahadith keeps asking us, reminding us, do not repeat the mistakes of the peoples of the past. These are the mistakes that are referred to in the Quran and the Ahadith, brothers. I stand by what I say. These are the things that the peoples of the past did for which they were smitten by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here it is. Then Allah ta'ala in the Quran says, أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعَقِلُونَ. Will you not understand this? Why did you not then understand? Mankind has been warned not to follow shaitan and not to obey shaitan since the dawn of civilization, since the beginning of time. And this warning has been repeated millions of times through the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, through the holy books of Allah Ta'ala, through the sacred sacraments and scriptures of Allah Ta'ala, through their disciples of the various messengers of Allah Ta'ala, through the ulama and their students and the awliya and their students, over the ages, running into millions and millions of men. Yet men still run foul of Shaitan. They are still duped by Shaitan. Shaitan still succeeds to trick them into kufr, into shirk, into nifaq, and into sin, and into evil. He still makes men believe that God's attributes are attributable and applicable to some of God's creation in the same absolute sense, and that there are shortcuts to salvation. He still succeeds. Shaitan still succeeds in making men believe that they can go into heaven, into paradise, without true tawheed, without pure risalat, without striving through obedience and submission to Allah Ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for reaching to attaining success in akhirah, and without fear and taqwa, without full belief in akhirah, and even without compliance and adherence to the Sharia of Islam. He, Shaitan, still manages to convince a large part of humanity that they can succeed in dunya and akhirah through haqiqah and tariqah without Sharia. You can commit all the sins you want to according to this normative school. You can commit all the sins you want to, indulge in all the corruption you want to, eat and drink and gamble as much as you want to. You can lust to your heart's content. You can neglect duty and prayer without the conscience, without any conscience or feeling. You can hurt others as much as you desire to. You can revel in your self-image and in your ego and in your self-importance. And yet, if you are following tariqat, and if you have a wasila, and if you indulge in certain collective musical rhapsodies and festivals and congregational functions and feasts, which are not dissimilar to the cult festival of the ancient mushrikeen idolaters, then you are going to Jannah. All this, and of this, you are assured 100%. People become so blind to anything else, so absorbed in this particularly easy and colorful way, that they become deaf and dumb to reason. They will only awaken on the day of judgment when they are told, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَا أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَا أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانَ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Be you separated this day, O you wicked people. Did I not command you, O sons of Adam, that you should not worship Shaitan, for he was an open enemy to you. وَعَنْ يَبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. And were you not told, worship me, worship Allah alone, worship purely the one Allah, and that this is the right way. I've already indicated that people who fall into the traps that Shaitan lays for them soon become his servants and his slaves. Once they start obeying him and serving him, they are in fact depending on him for guidance and for protection. And this means that they are actually worshipping Shaitan. This is both destructive and disastrous. Now, when they dissent and they disobey, they do not always realize this. Therefore, in our next chapter, we are going to look at what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majid about how men can save themselves from the pernicious, the diabolic and the devilish ways of Shaitan. This concludes chapter 4. We proceed now with chapter 5. Heading of chapter 5, Shaitan's plan for man and how to overcome it, in which we will do 9 ayat of the Quran. Shaitan attaches himself to every child that is born. Brothers, we're going to give more examples next week and the week after, but at the moment I'm dealing with Quran and not going into much commentary. Next week and the week after, we will be dealing with tafsir and ahadith and the commentaries of it, the shuruhat and the tafasir. So at this moment, bear with me. I am trying to do as much from the Quran and establish this foundation that we laid last week. So you can be sure that whatever I am saying is drawn from Al-Quran, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan attaches himself to every child that is born with the intention of leading him eventually to a life of infidelity and unbelief. Therefore, it is essential that azan and iqama be performed in the child's ear, and that aqiqah be made as soon as possible. But then, on birth, a dua should also be made seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection and guidance for the child, and seeking refuge, in other words, protection in Allah ta'ala from the machinations and from the evil schemes of Shaitan. Thus, Hazrat Hana alayha salam made the following dua when she gave birth to Hazrat Maryam alayha salam, as stated in the Quran Majid. When Hazrat Maryam alayha salam's mother gave birth to her, and her name was Hana, then she made this dua, and this is recorded in the Al Quran. Says the Quran, Wa inni u'izuha bika wa zurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Surah Al Imran, third surah of the Quran, ayat number 36. And verily, said Hana, and verily I seek protection for her and for her offspring with you, O Allah, from Shaitan, the accursed one. In turning to Allah Ta'ala for help and protection in this way, the newly born child receives the mercy and the attention and the protection of Allah Ta'ala, and this adds a strengthening dimension to the child's growth by reducing the evil castings and subversive influences of Shaitan over the child. Remember, I mentioned also with us the Iqama, the Adhan, the Iqama, and also I mentioned the Aqiqah. The Aqiqi is also very important for the very same reason. Let's proceed. There are many divine directions given in the Quran Majid to the pious and devout peoples to protect them from the deceptions of Shaitan and from neglect and laziness, from indifference and pettiness, meaning from the destruction of the self. I cannot mention all of them, however. I will mention a few. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid,
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
Surah Al-Imran, third surah of the Quran, ayat number 130, 131 and 132. What are we dealing with? We are dealing with those ayat of the Quran, nine in all that I'm going to mention. I'm reciting to you the second ayat of the Quran now, in which describes the Shaitan's plan for man and how we can overcome it, how we can defeat Shaitan. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear Allah that you may be successful, and fear the fire prepared for the disbelievers. And obey Allah, and obey the Messenger of Allah, that you may find the mercy of Allah. Subhanallah. Straightforward commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And O people, O Muslimin, O believers, and fear Allah, that you may be successful. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ. Subhanallah. And fear that fire, a fire of doom, fire of perdition, the fire of chastisement, the fire of punishment, the fire that is inevitable. Yes, death is inevitable, so the fire looms there ahead. Fear it. Think about it. And then each time, do a course in self-correction. Correct yourself. Make tawbah. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear the fire. What fire? Allati u'iddat lil kafirin. Says Allah Ta'ala, the fire that has been prepared for the kuffar, for the kafirin. And we Muslims, what must we do? وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And obey Allah, and obey the Messenger of Allah, that you may find the mercy of Allah. Subhanallah. How easy is the formula for us? No matter which way one looks at it, this is the crux of the matter. If the fear of Allah Ta'ala is replaced by fear instilled into a person by Shaitan and induced further into man with threats of loss and damage by Shaitan, then what happens to such a person? He is hopelessly lost. Fear of Allah Ta'ala demands submission, true fear, pious fear, pure fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What does it do to a person when one really fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fear of Allah ta'ala demands submission, acquiescence, admittance, and obedience to the commandments of Allah ta'ala, and to carrying out our duties as taught and instructed in the sunnah mubarak of Sayyidina wa Nabina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a path which also demands patience and perseverance in the face of adversity and difficulty. It's not easy, brothers. Being mu'min and being one who carries out all his orders, all the sunnah teachings, is not an easy task. Nobody has ever described it as an easy task. Tell me, it is so tough that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sweated and became buckled and bent as a result of carrying out all the orders and injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He suffered. You and I know it has been described how often he suffered more than any other human creation of Allah ta'ala, more than any other prophet of Allah ta'ala. The most beloved of Allah, suffering more than any other in humanity. Surely, then practice means suffering. Not necessarily so, but it could. For it, that is what it meant for many of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how much did he suffer? Suffered at the hands of his own father. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, how much did he suffer at the hands of his followers? How often was he beaten black and blue? All the Anbiya Karam, how they were tortured, tormented, how they suffered. Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had to ascend into the heavens. Tell me, brothers, if the most chosen, the finest in mankind have suffered so for their deen, for practicing the deen, then what is a little bit of suffering for us? But don't allow shaitan to get hold of us and to deceive us. That you must never allow. So there is perseverance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how we can persevere, how we can persist in carrying out His commandments and His injunctions. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds such a promise for us in the hereafter. There is so much to gain, so much reward in the hereafter, so much to see in Jannah, so much to enjoy in Jannah. Brothers, a little bit of suffering for a little short while in this dunya, a little bit of hardship, a little bit of suffering, is it not worth it? Most certainly it is. This is a path which also demands patience and perseverance in the face of adversity and difficulty. In the end, one is bound to be successful, as the Quran says, and the third ayat coming up now, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَهَزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Surah Ali Imran, third Surah of Quran, ayat number 139. And do not weaken and do not grieve, but remain steadfast, and you will gain the upper hand if you are true believers. Subhanallah. So if difficulties come along, and if you have to, instead of sleeping on a comfortable five-star mattress, you have to sleep on the floor, for example, or by example, or you have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to carry your knapsack, and you have to carry a few things and cook along the way and travel out, and or you have to make zikrullah, and you have to get up late at night, or you have to make tahajjud, and you have to get up an hour before dawn, or you want to make tilawah, and you have to sacrifice a certain portion of time of your day, or you have to go five times to the masjid to perform your salah, which means taking away a little time, it means half an hour to an hour a day of sacrifice for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for obeying the orders and the ahkams of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and if you have to observe halal and leave out haram, alright, so what, brothers? Here it is, and do not weaken in your resolve, nor grieve, but remain steadfast on this Sirat-i-Mustaqim, and says Allah, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ And if you continue as a true believer and you continue to practice, you will gain the upper hand. Shaitan and his fellow deceivers, his human counterparts, the human devils, yes, this is what they become. It is in the Quran contained also that amongst mankind there are those who so closely follow shaitan and so closely obey shaitan that they become human devils, human jinns, human evil jinns. Shaitan and his fellow deceivers, his human counterparts or his human devils, cannot and will not succeed over the resourceful and Allah-fearing obedient slaves of Allah Ta'ala. How can transgressors succeed? Only if the believers are frightened by shaitan and weakened in their belief and in their resolve. And this comes mostly through lack of devotion and insincerity in actions and duties. Thus the Quran informs us. And this is the fourth ayat of the Quran coming up out of the nine that I'm going to mention. Says Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Surah Al-Imran, third Surah of the Quran, ayat number 175, says Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it is only shaitan who frightens his friends.
Therefore, do not fear them. Do not fear the shayateen. But fear me, says Allah, if you are true believers. How do you overpower shaitan? Here it is. It is only shaitan who frightens his friends. Oh, Muslimin, you don't. Oh, true believers, mu'mineen, you don't have to fear shaitan. When he comes and rumbles along and he gets inside you, perchance, if he gets inside you and he whispers these evil things to you, don't slacken. Don't slacken. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَهَزَنُوا. Do not weaken. Do not grieve. Do not leave off. Do not cast off. Persist. Maintain. Remain. Consistency, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only shaitan who frightens his friends. Therefore, do not fear the shayateen. O true believers, do not fear the shayateen. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. And says Allah, you know how you will not fear shaitan? But fear me through fearing Allah wa khafuni in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. Shaitan is not invincible and unconquerable, though he pretends to be indestructible. To those who are aware of his tricks, his forgeries and his surgeries on man, his simple and cheap implements and devices, his cunning and his craft, which ability to perceive they have received through obedience and submission to Allah Ta'ala. To them, shaitan is fickle and weak. Now here we come to a point, I will recite the ayat of the Quran just now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have nothing to fear. If you just stick to the things that Allah has ordained and commanded you, ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul, if you stick to them and you fear, truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is sincerity in your fear and in your faith and in your conviction, there is absolutely no doubt. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the suggestions of shaitan very, very clear to you. Every time shaitan wants to penetrate through to you with his evil suggestions and his whisperings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with the faculty of a recognition. You will recognize that shaitan, and you will realize that shaitan is at this moment of shaitan is at this moment of time busy in whispering evil suggestions to me. You will come to know. Here in the Quran, I'm going to tell you how and when. The point first is understand that he uses cheap implements and cheap devices, who shaitan. His cunning and craft is all weak. And Allah endows and bestows the ability to perceive to those who submit to Allah, to those who surrender their will to Allah, to those who are obedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To them, shaitan is fickle, shaitan is weak. He is no match to them. This they receive, however, through the mercy and the grace of Allah Ta'ala, and not due to their own intelligence and due to their own cleverness. Before I even recite that ayat of the Quran, please understand one thing, and that is, no matter how clever you try to be, and how tricky you try to be, and how witty you try to be, we, humankind, does not have the willpower to outwit shaitan. We cannot. Except through the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, let us understand this point. It says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. Third surah of the Quran, ayat number 174, surah Al-Imran, says Allah ta'ala, they followed the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the master of great bounty. The pious people, the noble messengers of Allah ta'ala, what did they do? They followed the pleasure of Allah. If you want to be able to recognize your enemy, then here is the formula. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah is most bounteous. And if you, whatever you do, is purely for the sake of and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will open an eye, the eye from within. Vision and sight, perception, you will obtain by the grace, only by the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, through His ultimate bounty and mercy, protects those of mankind who worship, who obey, and who fear Allah, who fear Allah Ta'ala from the wily plans of and schemes of shaitan, thus easily defeating shaitan. Then defeat of shaitan becomes very easy. But you must undergo this course. You must undergo this test. This is the course which I'm mentioning, that all that you do be purely for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the help, without this help of Allah ta'ala, man would be overcome by shaitan and he would be overpowered by shaitan. He would not in any way be a match for shaitan. Says Allah ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. Say verily, all bounty is in the hands of Allah. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah selects for His mercy whom He will. If we are sufficiently sincere, then Allah will select us also. Inshallah, He says Allah, يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah selects for His mercy whomsoever He wishes. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Surah Nur, 24th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 21, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and but for the grace of Allah, and but for the mercy of Allah upon you, not one of you would ever have been cleansed and purified. But Allah cleanses and purifies whomsoever He will, and Allah is all hearing and Allah is all knowing. Shaitan's plans are weak and poor. Brothers, understand this, very important. Perhaps you have been given the idea from the talk I've given so far, shaitan is extremely powerful. So powerful that we cannot outwit him, cannot out-scheme him, cannot outplan him. No, brothers. All I'm doing, I'm presenting him if we are weak. If we present weakness to him, if we are negligent, we are indifferent to our deen, and we are not practicing Muslimin, mu'minin, our conviction is not absolute, our devotion is not total, then obviously we are weak and he becomes strong and powerful. And that is why I've been presenting him to you in that way. But in fact, shaitan is very, very weak. Shaitan's plans are very weak, very old and very poor. O Muslims, if you are true to your deen, if you are sincere in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, and if your life is an honest, moral, disciplined and pure one, then know that the plans and the schemes and the various strategies of shaitan are weak and feeble. If your iman and faith is strong, then shaitan fears you and he keeps away from you. But you must always be on the watch, on your guard, not allowing him one half chance to slip through your fingers. About the feebleness of shaitan's plans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the fifth ayat of Quran which I'm reciting to you, Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. Repeat that again. Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. Verily, the strategy, the plans, the schemes of shaitan, they are very, very weak, says Allah. The fear of Allah ta'ala strengthens man's faith and it eliminates and it eradicates the fear of shaitan. When shaitan threatens with reprisals, with loss and damages, then this is recognized as an old game of his, as old tricks that he tries to pull on mankind. And the pious are not deceived by his whisperings. Or when shaitan incites them towards evil and sin, then they recognize the symptoms as the workings of shaitan, and they seek the refuge and the protection of Allah Ta'ala. So the plans of shaitan are definitely weak and feeble for the wise and the cautious and the pious and the obedient Muslimin who uphold their duty and have fear for Allah Ta'ala. They recognize it. When shaitan feels that he is failing, then shaitan goes on to step number two. First, shaitan tries all these, what I have mentioned to you. He first makes an evil suggestion. I do not go into all these explanations, brothers. As I say, I really have to move. When shaitan threatens with reprisals, his first is to suggest, first he nestles himself in some cavity in this. He runs through the blood. But that means a lot of work for him. racing through the bloodstream of man is a lot of work. He prefers to sit somewhere quietly and to merely send out his signals. So he finds one of the empty cavities where there is no zikrullah and no nur, which is in darkness in this human limb, in this human body. And he goes in and he penetrates, goes inside, finds himself a nice comfortable dark hole or place, receptacle, cavity. Comfortably builds his nest and settles down there, and then he starts with his signals, whisperings, seductions. And as he sends his signals out, and these go into the mind of man and into the heart of man, man rejects. Well, a Muslim would. He rejects, he refutes, he looks away, he turns away. There is a bit of confusion which he eventually overcomes. He reads, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. He spits. He says, he makes du'as, those du'as that he knows, which we are still going to come to, and so forth and so on. But what shaitan does then shaitan says, well, look, if you don't do what I'm telling you, then this is what I'm going to do to you. You're going to lose this. And he does that. And he does it. And shaitan does cause certain amount of damages. Alright. So person becomes fearful maybe, and then he starts obeying. Well knowing, the point here is well knowing that what he is doing is wrong. But if shaitan is not successful, before the pious and the obedient servants of Allah do recognize all these tricks of shaitan. It's an old game of his, and they come to know. When they do recognize and they reject the moves that shaitan makes towards them, then shaitan goes on to the second part of his plan, which is as follows. When shaitan fails in the first part of his plan to subdue and to seduce man, and he finds that he is failing, then shaitan arouses the passions of man and he inclines him to the passionate and the immoral, to corrupt and treacherous deeds through his shrewd plans and strategies. That is when he goes into the bloodstream. He says, no, this man, I've got to warm his blood. I've got to arouse his passions, his greed, his selfishness. All these symptoms of weakness of man, shaitan is fully aware of. He doesn't need to go into that. That is the second, third, fourth part of his plan. He works it step by step, but he will not leave you. He will ensnare you. And so he goes into the bloodstream and he races through. Slowly at first he goes through the bloodstream, and then he picks up in tempo and faster, trying to arouse you towards sin and evil. He makes men fall for the same tricks over and over again. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns man in the Quran Majeed very clearly. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the sixth ayat of the nine ayats I'm going to recite from the Quran, which I recite to you now. Says Allah ta'ala, فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Surah Ma'idah, 5th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 90, says Allah Ta'ala, therefore, shun the handiwork of shaitan so that you may be successful. Shun him. When he starts racing in your blood, when he creates all these emotions and passions within you, I want this, I must have this, and you become hasty and impatient, know immediately that he has aroused you. It is shaitan who is working on you. Shaitan is leading you to haste and impatience, to greed and selfishness. Once you have recognized this, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these are hadiths which I'm still going to do, but now it's coming to my mind. Let me just mention it in passing to you. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in several of his sayings, says when shaitan races through the blood of man, he arouses him to such an extent, and there's such fire within the body of man and within the mind of man, that he becomes totally impatient. And man is by nature an impatient and very hasty person. Thus he is created. Then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises, he says, go and lie down. Go hold a piece of earth, hold tight to the piece of earth, hold tight to it, Mother Earth, hold to it, grasp it firmly, beg and beseech Allah Ta'ala to get shaitan off your back. But do realize that it is weakness from within that has caused shaitan to penetrate into you. That's the first part of it. But then go and lie down. Go and lie down and try to get shaitan out of you. Lie down in peace. Recite. Or make wudu, a very, very powerful cure. Make wudu and go into salah. Make any kind of nafil, voluntary salah. Go into zikrullah. Recite salawat. Any of these things. Alright, those are things to come. Let's proceed. Here it is. says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to save yourself from shaitan? فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Therefore, shun him. Get away from him, shun him, so that you may be successful. The Quran, immediately thereafter, asks man the following significant question. I recited to you Surah Ma'idah, 5th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 90. Allah Ta'ala says, avoid shaitan so that you may be successful. And immediately in the following ayah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala poses this question, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. In ayat number 91, Allah Ta'ala says, but will you desist? Will you keep back and restrain yourself? Subhanallah. Brothers, each one of us must have experienced this feeling of haste and greed, of when shaitan has aroused us from within. Tell me, how have we turned out? Have we been able to restrain ourselves and resist the temptations towards which shaitan has lured us? Have we really been able to resist it? How strong have we proven ourselves to be in being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have we rushed off to obey shaitan? Think about that. And here is a question of Allah Ta'ala. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَوُونَ. How many of us will be able to back away, and how many of us will be able to resist the temptations and the seductions of shaitan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His wisdom, in His glory, in His mercy, knows how weak and fragile man is, and how easily he is tempted and lured into the traps planned and set up for him by shaitan. Yet man has the capacity to understand and to overcome, but he is too lazy to exercise his reason always. He often prefers to succumb to the delights that shaitan and the seductions and the temptations that shaitan offers him. And thus he reduces himself by not using the gift of intelligence and reason which he alone in the entire creation possesses. In the very next ayat, that is to say ayat number 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers man the solution to overcome through reason and action the temptations offered by his sworn enemy. The sworn enemy of man, shaitan, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَحَذَرُوا فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Ma'idah, 5th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 92, obey Allah. You want to save yourself from shaitan? Obey Allah and obey the messenger of Allah, and beware, be on your guard against the evils and temptations of shaitan. But if you turn away from Allah, if you turn away from the Rasul of Allah, if you turn away from the obedience, from obedience and goodness and virtue and piety, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if you turn away, then know that on our messenger, who? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is only plain conveyance of the message of Islam. All that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's task was and duty was, he had to convey the message of truth and honor from Allah Ta'ala to us. That is all, nothing else. That which he received from Allah through divine revelation, he conveyed to us. That was his task. So here it is, if we want to save ourselves from shaitan, obey Allah and obey the messenger of Allah and beware of shaitan. But if we turn away from Allah and His Rasul, then know that the only task of our messenger was plain conveyance. Instead of placing the blame on themselves for their misdemeanors and sins, men prefer to put the blame on others, and even on religion, and even on the prophets of the various religions. Or they seek a way out of their evil and sin by seeking atonement and redemption for their sins and their wrongs through gods and prophets, through images and idols and saints and soothsayers. Subhanallah. Man again up to his tricks. Shaitan has got so many tricks and schemes. But I will tell you now, look, man also gets up to a lot of tricks and schemes. All right, perhaps acting under the advice of shaitan. But let's look at some of them as we proceed. Men seek a way out of their evil and sin, or rather call it justification for their evil and sin, by seeking atonement and redemption for their sins and for their wrongs and for their vices through gods, through prophets, through images, through idols, through saints, through soothsayers. In this way, They are spurred on by Shaitan and assured of success and attainment and salvation in the hereafter. Some of the tricks that mankind has got up to in seeking atonement and redemption are the following. Man has schemed as follows over the ages. Man says, for salvation and atonement, to the Christians, atonement is the blood of Christ. For the Jews, atonement is the fact that they are the chosen children of God. For the Hindus, atonement and salvation means offerings and oblations to deities and idols. To the Buddhists, salvation and atonement is gazing at the image or the cast or the idol of Buddha. And the Muslims have devised a more cleverer scheme than all of them. We say, for our salvation and for our atonement, while we are following and obeying Shaitan, atonement and salvation can be achieved through benefaction, through offering, through sacrifice, through adoration, through homage, through genuflection, through prostration, through invocation, through supplication, and through devotion to saints. We say that salvation and oblation, salvation and atonement can also be obtained by standing up in the presence of an omnipresent prophet, thus deifying the prophet or idolizing him, and believing in deified saints, thus making them patrons and partners of God. And brothers, the fact is that these are all abominations, and they are the handiwork of the devil. To man has been clearly conveyed the message of Allah Ta'ala, and for man it is to obey and to carry out the conditions of his stay on earth in accordance with the commandments of his Creator and Sustainer. That is the only choice for man. He simply has no other choice but to follow and to obey Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mankind has heard of Islam, and a whole of mankind, especially in this day and age, has heard of the Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mankind knows that Islam is the true religion. Humanity has no choice but to follow, to obey, to adhere, and to guard ourselves from neglect and from sin. Shaitan is an inveterate and a persistent enemy. He leaves no stone unturned. He comes back at man in various guises again and again. If one method fails to deceive, he tries another tactic. He keeps changing his strategies and tactics until he nabs his man, he grabs his man, he snares his man, or he turns away in failure. Allah Ta'ala offers man a method to dispel Shaitan and to defeat him, says Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the Quran Majid, and this is ayat number 7 coming up of the 9, says Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you want to defeat Shaitan? Here in the Quran is the answer, is the solution. Here is the reply of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Says Allah Ta'ala, khuzil afwa wa amur bil urfi wa a'rid anil jahilin wa imma yanzaghannaka min ash-shaytanin فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. Surah Araf, 7th Surah of the Quran. I have recited to you ayat 199 to 202. Says Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, keep to forgiveness and enjoin kindness and turn away from the ignorant peoples. And if an evil suggestion from Shaitan be suggested to you to deviate, then seek refuge in Allah. Verily, Allah is all-hearing and all-knowing. Verily, as to those who fear Allah, when a temptation from shaitan assails them, they remember Allah. And behold, they clearly see the danger of sin and evil and the wiles of shaitan. But as for the brothers of shaitan, his errant followers, they continue to be dragged into error, and afterwards they cannot cease therefrom. They cannot cease from error. Subhanallah. Brothers, I have most of the translations that I give you have certain words which are in brackets, explanatory. So when I read them out to you, I read it in such a way that you can fully comprehend and easily understand this particular translation, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a clue, or rather a solution. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to save yourself from the shaitan? Here it is, khuzil af. First thing, continuously beg, beseech Allah, ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, always be advising people to do good. أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُفِ وَالنَّحْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Very, very important stipulation. People say, why do people go around, or certain groups go around telling people to do good and to abstain from evil? Why is this necessary? Brothers, this is very important. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar is the work of the anbiyas. It is a way and a method to keep the shaitan away from you. Wa'arid anil jahilin. Here's the third one, and that one says, keep away from ignorant company, from the company of ignorant peoples. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But supposing now you do all these things and shaitan still penetrates and gets through to you. You know, I already said he has 1,000 and different ways to come into man. So, says Allah, and if an evil suggestion from shaitan be suggested to you, the words are, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ, says Allah Ta'ala, and if somehow, by some scheme and some plan, shaitan does manage to waswas you, says Allah Ta'ala, then seek a refuge in Allah. فَاسْتَعِزْ بِاللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Oh Allah, protect me. Seek the protection of Allah. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah will instantly hear you. The moment you speak to Allah, you address yourself to Allah, you communicate your fear to Allah. Oh Allah, I feel now shaitan is trying to waswas me and get through to me. He is trying to make me commit some form of evil and sin. فَاسْتَعِزْ بِاللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Oh Allah, you must protect me. And immediately, إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says, I am all hearing, all knowing. I will immediately respond to your cry for help, for refuge, for shelter that you are seeking, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. But verily, as to those who fear Allah, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, when they receive a temptation from shaitan, when shaitan assails them, what do they do? تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ. They remember Allah. They immediately launch into zikrullah. And behold, as they go into zikrullah, they clearly see. The word here is فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ. They clearly see how shaitan is trying to get through to them. Subhanallah. The word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say how. Each one to his own capacity. Each one according to the strength of his own conviction and iman. But each one, فَإِذَاهُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Here we are. We have four things. خُزِ الْأَفْوَى. Seek repentance. Make tawbah. Ask forgiveness of Allah. وَعَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. Go on always preaching goodness to your fellow men. وَعَارِضَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Please avoid. The please is my word. Avoid bad company, company of the ignorant peoples, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if shaitan comes through to you, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, seek the shelter and protection of Allah. In spite of that, if shaitan still manages to penetrate and come through to you, then what do? تَذَكَّرُوا, make zikrullah, go into zikrullah. فَإِذَاهُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. When you do this, says Allah, so then you will see this cunning shaitan. You will see how he is trying to overpower you. وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. But as for the brothers of shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time says, alright, you made effort. you keep asking for tawbah, you keep up your salah, you follow Allah and His Rasul, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, you do all good work, you invite people towards good, you forbid them that which is wrong and evil, and you keep away from evil and bad company, and you engage yourself in zikrullah as much as possible so that the body is lit from within, so that you are spiritually lit up from inside. There is nur of hidayat and nur of ilm and nur of iman within you, and you are protected in this way. Then if shaitan does manage to penetrate you, then you remember Allah, and if you remember Allah, in spite of all those things you do, if shaitan still manages to penetrate you, yes, even the very pious, there are moments of stress, maybe moments of pressure when we do happen to forget, and in that little second, split second, shaitan pounces and he is within us and he gets... If that does take, even with the pious, if shaitan does manage to wean his way inside of us, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately go into zikrullah, and as you go into zikrullah, into the remembrance of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and behold, they will clearly see shaitan. Now that doesn't... They will clearly see shaitan, they will clearly see the tricks of shaitan. But, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as for those who submit to shaitan, as who the errant peoples, they cannot cease therefrom. They will not cease from their error, for they are blinded. The fear and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, being mindful of duty and compassion, seeking forgiveness, avoiding the ignorant ones, and seeking shelter and refuge in Allah Ta'ala, are the ways of defeating shaitan and outsmarting him. He will try all his stunts, but if man turns to Allah Ta'ala and he lives in obedience and in submission to Allah Ta'ala, then he certainly has no reason to have any fear and trepidation for shaitan. Whenever and wherever shaitan tries to seduce him, he, shaitan, is clearly identified by the muttaqeen, salihin, mu'mineen, and he is sent packing away with his bag of tricks and deceptions. فَإِذَاهُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ, and they clearly see shaitan. That is, they become quickly aware that the temptations coming their way are by the promptings and the evil suggestions of shaitan. Shaitan has free and easy access to human beings. He moves with stealth and rapidity to deceive man. He is unnoticeable, he is invisible. Even in the highest form of worship, in salah, in tilawa, in zikrullah, shaitan prompts and assails man. He attacks man even then. He brings all kinds of thoughts into the mind of man. He disturbs the concentration of man. He introduces delights and fancies into the imagination of man. And he produces problems and worries through pressurizing man. To remove his influence and to eliminate such interference from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a formula in the Quran Majeed. Brothers, I have also been asked many, many times by many brothers this particular question. Mawlana, what do? We engage in zikrullah, in salah, and then this waswas comes. They recognize it, that it is from shaitan. What do we do? And brothers, all of us must have experienced at some time or another this type of assail, attack by shaitan. Here's the Quranic solution. The eighth one, I've got one more to do. One more ayat to go through before I end this chapter. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا قَرَعَتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَىٰ الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ Surah Nahl, Surah the B, 16th Surah of the Quran, Ayat number 98, 99 and 100. And when you believers recite the Quran... Well, we recite the Quran in Salah, we recite the Quran in Zikrullah, and whenever we are thinking of Allah, we are generally reciting some words or portions of Quran. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you, that is to say believers, are reciting the Quran, then seek refuge with Allah, that Allah may preserve you from shaitan, the rejected one. Verily he, shaitan, has no power over those who believe and who put their trust and faith in their sustainer, Allah. But his power is only over those who make friends with him and who set up equals with Allah. There it is. What is the solution? And when you believers recite, when you recite the Quran, then seek refuge. Always commence any act of worship with أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you do this, many of us recite, or rather all of us recite أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. But to us, of course, some is lip service, isn't it? It's just أعوذ بالله, it's just a slogan. Does it affect anyone from deep inside? Does he know what he is saying? Does he know what he intends? Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked the recitation of A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim here with tawakkal ala Allah. You recite it completely trusting and depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty, All Powerful, Allah Omnipotent, Omniscient, Allah, you can protect me. And there it is. Thus we see the need to read A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim before commencing any good deed or act. This is for our protection and security from the poisonous, unseen fangs of our enemy shaitan, who pursues man relentlessly to deceive and to demolish him. True belief, trust, faith, confidence, conviction and dependence upon Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala alone protects and guides man at all times and makes man inaccessible to shaitan. Shaitan fails miserably with the Allah-fearing, Allah-conscious and obedient Muslimin. Greed and covetousness, vanity and pride make man vulnerable to the whims and plans of shaitan. This is a great weakness in man, and shaitan works tremendously hard to deploy man and to engineer man towards evil and sin with temptations and seductions. People are so fickle and so blind that they keep falling for this old trick of shaitan, in spite of repeated warnings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran says, ninth and final ayat of this particular chapter coming up, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُقَى شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Surah Hashr, 59 Surah of the Quran, ayat number 9, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever is protected from covetousness, from the greed of his self, from covetousness of his soul, then those they are the successful ones. Subhanallah. Look at the overriding factor in our weakness: greed. Covetousness. We covet things, we covet property, we covet wealth, we covet all precious things and so forth, we covet money, we covet all the things, many of the things that are even haram, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we have to guard ourselves against shaitan by becoming aware of the traps and deceptions of shaitan. In this way, by being informed, we can take preventive measures and protect ourselves successfully with the help and the mercy of Allah ta'ala. I must mention to you again that obedience and submission to Allah ta'ala is absolutely essential, and the right company is a great mechanism for thwarting shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala inna hizballahi humul muflihun. Verily, it is the party of Allah who are the successful party. Brothers, that brings us to the conclusion of chapter 5 of our lessons. And we can now proceed with chapter 6. And this is a very important chapter. I would prefer to leave it over. How much time is that? 46, quite a bit, 10-12 minutes. Alright brothers, we'll end off here. Chapter 6, I will proceed. I'll tell you what it is all about. Chapter 6 that we are going to proceed with next week. I had hoped to have done this, then we would have proceeded with the story of shaitan. That is when we leave Quran and we start with the ahadith with regard to shaitan. And that is a very, very, and you will enjoy that really. This is a very technical part, a very academic part, what we are doing now, but from next week. But this is a short one, Shaitan's betrayal of man, in which there are four ayat of the Quran, how Shaitan will spurn man on the day of judgment. That we're going to do, and then we'll start with the story of Shaitan next week inshallah, which will be followed by the life of Shaitan. We will hang on with that. What we will do now is make some dua, inshallah. Those brothers who want to can proceed with their wudu and so forth. Let's make some dua, at least today is Ramadan, for all our beloved peoples, both deceased and living, inshallah. So we'll end off here. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We'll make dua, brothers. Those who want, sit down in dua with us, and we'll proceed with dua. Read Darood Sharif, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت قدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد غزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. ربنا أنزل علينا ما مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين. ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين. أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. على الله توكلنا. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة لقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربي إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكن من الخاسرين. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ادخلني مدخل صدق واخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وحي لنا من أمرنا رشدا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري رب زدني علما رب إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين رب احكم بالحق وربنا الرحمن المستعان ولا ما تصفون رب أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين رب فلا تجعلني في القوم الظالمين ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك من ربي أن يحضرون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لي أبي إنه كان من الضالين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من آتى الله بقلب سليم رب نجني وأهلي مما يعملون رب إن قومي كذبون فافتح بيني وبينهم فتحا ونجني ومن معي من المؤمنين رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضى وادخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين رب إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي رب نجني من القوم الظالمين رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون ولو الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تزهرون يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون ربي هب لي من الصالحين ربي هب لي من الصالحين ربي هب لي من الصالحين قل اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وادخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته وذلك هو الفوز العظيم رب عزيني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا اغفر لنا ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا على كل شيء قدير رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيت مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس سبحانك اللهم وتحية فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام
وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.